Well, good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Welcome to the Telecommunication Sanctuary here on the TMC call. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we are tagging today Joyful in Wisdom Wednesday, according to Proverbs 3:13, where it says, joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing. We glorify you, Father, for being the creator of everything. Listen to the birds chirp, Lord, and sing glory to your holy and righteous name. We thank you. We thank you for this earth that you've given us to live upon, Lord God, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that you've given us, Lord God. We ask that you continue to use us to your glory, Father. Fill these temples, Lord God, with your spirit this day, Father, and let our ears hear what the Spirit has to say. We thank you for the anointed person that's going to give us the message this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father, that we will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. We glorify you, Father, for all this life and for all those that are partaking of it. We ask that you continue to strengthen each and every one on this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, keep them, Lord God, and protect them from all harm and danger. We ask these blessings this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's been a joy greeting each and every one of you, and we hope to that you have a marvelous day. I will turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Minister Brenda. Thank you.
Good morning,
so
Minister
much.
Wanda. God bless you. Thank you. Take it away.
Okay. Good morning, TMC family. And good morning, and once again, Minister Brenda, and thank you so much for the greeting this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and tag, Joyful in Wisdom Wednesday. Now, my name is Minister Wanda, and I'm all the way from Chicago. I also now would like to let you know how God has blessed us to come together. And it was done in October 2010 with two co-founders that are very dear to my heart, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, glory, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the scripture that it was founded on is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. The mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, if you would like to be a part of this blessed ministry, you may go to the website www.themasterscall.net. Again, it's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of each and every speaker. The theme for this year is in 2017, God is making our dreams and visions come forth. Hallelujah. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Brenda did, a host such as I am doing, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. Now, this is a phenomenal company. Artist was once International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years, which is now Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become more healthier. The new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that's right after this call, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Mondays is Inspirational Mondays. Tuesday, Presidential Tuesdays. Now Wednesday, this is where we want to focus, Awareness Wednesday with Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. You don't want to miss that call today. Okay, now, I do have some special announcements for you today. We are all headed to Las Vegas for the Artist Life United Conference, which is going to be held September the 22nd and 23rd. And we will give you more details, more at a later time. Now, Thursday, this is very special. You must get your people on the call as soon as possible. It's going to be Thursday, July the 6th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 7 p.m. Central Time. It's a special call. They may get on with artisttv.com. artisttv.com. Get your prospects on that call. It's going to be a blessing. Now, I am going to get out of the way and introduce a woman of God that is going to bless our souls. God is going to speak through her, and her name is Minister Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Minister Kai is currently a Doctorate of Ministry candidate in Transformation Leadership. God has given Kai a passion for meeting needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Kai is also in process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being godly proud mother of an is being a godly proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is currently in graduate school at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God Births the Ministry. Books are available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. Kai is an artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. Minister Kai, I present her to some. Minister Kai, let the church say amen. Come on and give us the word.
Thank you, Minister Wanda, for hosting the call with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to our prayer general, Minister Brenda, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And, of course, I cannot forget the two amazing women of God whose yes founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Their yes, their obedience, is why we are all here this morning. But giving the ultimate praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you know, without him, where would we be? So we're just going to jump right into the word today. So we've been in the series, Don't Let the Valley Become Your Permanent Residence. And in this series, we've discussed thus far the purpose of the valley, the work required in the valley, when God is silent in the valley, and peace through the valley. So today we are going to close out the series with coming out of the dark, moving from the valley. God never intended the valley to be our permanent residence. That wasn't his intention. It is, however, a place where we need to spend some time preparing for that next mountaintop experience, preparing to do that next thing God is calling us to, preparing to be the people God has called us to be. Perfection through correction. See, the valley is a place where God is correcting us, where he's stretching us, where we're growing in the wisdom, grace, and knowledge of God. See, we can't move to that next thing. We can't move from the valley until we make a conscious decision to come out of the dark. We need to be in preparation for that next mountaintop experience. This includes preparing to climb the mountain if necessary. See, we just want to go from valley to always on the mountaintop. See, but that's not always God's plan. Sometimes we've got to spend time climbing the mountain, even though God said we can tell the mountain to be moved. But that's not always the plan of God. So we need to make sure that we are willing to walk in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan. And if that means climbing the mountain to get out of the valley, then that is what we need to do. But to get out of the valley, we must be willing to come out of the dark. We have to be willing to put in the work required by God to be in right relationship with him. See, we can't move out of the valley if our attitudes are messed up and our heart is not right. See, God checks the condition of our hearts before we can move from the valley. So hopefully that time we spent in the valley, we spent getting ourselves together, doing those things God was calling us to do so that we could come out of the valley. We have to be willing to put in that work. God has chosen us to be his people. And he shows us this in 1 Peter 9-12. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were a people, Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as you sojourn and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that they may not speak against you as evildoers. They may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. So we have to be willing to do our part. See, God is calling us to come out. Once we go through the process, God desires us to come out of the valley. Because then the people that are around us, those people who are in our spheres of influence, will then see his light shining through us. Because he's perfected us through correction in that time we spent in the valley. Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city set on the hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see the good works and give glory to the Father who is in heaven. See, he didn't work all of those things out in us in the valley for us to go hide in the corner. He wants us to let his light shine through us. See, it's not about our light, because we have no light. We are darkness without Jesus. Let us be clear. But God wants his light to shine through us as we come out of the valley. See, that valley experience was a process of preparation, so that we could be ready to step forth and let that light shine. See, we've got to be willing to come out of the darkness, to move out of the valley. We have to be willing to allow the God we say that we serve, the Jesus that we say that we serve, not only to be our Savior, that's the easy part. Letting him save us is easy. But allowing him to be Lord, see, that's a little more difficult, because that requires submission to his lordship. But see, to really come out of the valley, we've got to be willing to submit to the lordship of Jesus. We have to be willing to allow him to be our covering as we walk through the process. But not only as we walk through the process, see, because we all want to have Jesus by our side when we're in the valley. But sometimes when we reach the mountaintops, we forget that he's there. He's not so important right now because we're riding high. But we can't forget from where we came, or we are destined to go back to that same thing. See, we have to be willing to move from darkness to light to come out of the valley. So coming out of the dark into his light, we don't want to put that light under a bucket or a basket, because that's wasting the experiences we just had. We want to allow that light, which is the light of Jesus, to shine before others so that they may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. See, the valley served a purpose. See, because we are all about shouting hallelujah, glory to God, while we're in the valley to get out. But how many of us are still shouting with that same fervency once we're out of the valley? See, we want to make sure that what we're doing is not only pleasing to God, but that he gets the glory. We're not doing it for our own honor, but we're doing it so that God may be honored, that God may be glorified. See, it's time that we make a concerted effort to move from that place in the valley to where God is calling us to. He never intended for the valley to be our permanent residence. That was never his intention. John 8:12, then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. See, if we're walking around in darkness, that's because we've made the choice to stay in the valley and to stay in the dark. Because Jesus told us that he is the light of the world. And if we're followers of Christ, then we no longer walk in darkness, but we will have the light of life. I don't know about you, but I want that light. I definitely want to walk in the light of Jesus. The enemy has no power over us. Micah 7:8 says, do not rejoice over me, O my enemies. Though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me. Are you choosing the light? Are you choosing to remain in darkness? See, God doesn't leave us in a place without choice. The God we serve gives us choices. He tells us, I place for you before you life and death. Choose life. He even told us what to choose. But he loves us enough to give us the free will to choose that which we will choose. He didn't want us to be forced to serve him. That's not the relationship he's looking for. And that's not how we get out of the darkness and out of the valley. Coming out of the valley is moving from darkness to light. So we have to be willing to flow through the process of choosing light and making that choice for ourselves. I love the fact that God has not forced me to do anything, that I'm allowed to choose, and sometimes I choose wrong. And so I have to deal with those consequences and come to that place of choice again. See, but that's what I love about God. Yeah, we got to deal with that consequence of our actions and of our choices, but he brings us to the place where we get to choose again. Just like when Israel came out of Egypt, they got to choose. They chose wrong. They had to spend 40 years in the wilderness, and then God presented them with the choice again. So now, are you choosing to come out of the valley by moving into the light? Or are you choosing to remain in the valley? The choice is yours. And it's amazing how often we choose wrong. But, oh, we serve a God who gives us a second chance and another choice. Colossians 3:1, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden in Christ with God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. So we have a choice. If we're coming out of the darkness and coming out of the valley, then we should choose to seek those things that are above where Christ is. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm glad he's seated at the right hand of God petitioning for me. Because I don't always get it right. So as we make our decision to come out of the valley, we must seek the light, coming out of darkness. Back to you, Minister Wanda. Minister Wanda, unmute yourself, sweetie.
Okay, thank you. I'm just talking. Well, Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. I thank you, Father God, so much for your word, for using Minister Kai, Lord God, blessing us to come out of the valley from darkness to light, Lord. We are the light of the world, and we do want our lights to shine so bright that men, women, boys, and girls would want the more of you. Lord, I thank you so much for Minister Kai. I want you to bless her beyond what she can imagine or think. Continue to use her for your glory. And we won't fail to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for her. I lift up Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa, Lord. Continue to use and bless them as well. They're the chosen ones that you ordained to get this call started. So we just want you to continue to use them and let their light shine so bright that people everywhere will see it and want the more of you. We lift up Artist Life. Is the reason why we have come together. We asking you, Lord, to have your way in this company. We lift up all those that are sick, Lord God. Touch them, heal, deliver, and set free. We lift up the bereaved families, Lord. Strengthen them, comfort them in the name of Jesus. We lift up the entire TMC family, the Master's call that is focused on you, the Master. Continue to have your way in the name of Jesus, and we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now, I know you want to hear this playback. So in order to do so, you have to dial 712-432-1085. The PIN number is the same, 957-677#. And for those of you that may be charged for this call, we have a bridge number you can call, which is free, and that is 857-957-1145. Now, don't forget about our call Thursday. It's very important that you be on that call and have your prospects on that call, which is Thursday, July the 6th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 7 p.m. Central Time. And I know you're going to be in Las Vegas September the 22nd and the 23rd because you want to see who made this announcement. God bless you all, and I love you all. Now, right after this call is the new motivational call. It is 712-770-4005. PIN 294-617#. Thank you again, Minister Kai. You have blessed my soul as always. For greeting everyone, Minister Brenda, thank you so much. Opening the call with prayer. Thank you again, Minister Kai, for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
I will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you once again for being a God who allows us to choose, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the time that we get to come and spend with you this morning. Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, give us the wisdom and knowledge and grace and mercy to choose to come out of the valley, out of the darkness, oh God. Lord, we love you, we magnify you, we lift you up, and we call it done, and we seal it in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.